This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We invite you to join us every Sunday at this time for worship with us.
We quite often hear people referred to as men or women of faith. What does that really mean? We're going to talk about it in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you again that throughout this world, people are hearing on this, your Lord's Day, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will work through that word and make it come clearly to the hearts and the ears of millions of people. And then we pray that they may come to faith in you, Lord Jesus, knowing that you alone are the Savior of all mankind who will believe. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends in Christ, one of the strengths in public speaking is to communicate clearly your thoughts to the audience. It is a compliment when a person says, "I don't agree with what you said, but you stated your convictions very clearly." The response that is frustrating after a sermon or a speech is to be asked, What in the world were you trying to say? Politicians have this problem. Sometimes their abstract presentation is to leave them exactly that way. When accused then of saying something that the listener may not agree with, the politician can say, well, that is really not what I meant to say. At other times, it is simply an inability for that speaker to put his or her thoughts into words. But it is not only politicians, but preachers, teachers, salespeople, and others have this same problem in communicating their ideas. In the February issue of Time magazine, President Obama was asked at the Vermont Avenue Baptist Church in Washington what made him appear so calm in the midst of hard criticism. This was his answer. Quote, "You know, folks sometimes ask me how I can appear so calm. I have a confession to make here. There are times when I am not calm. There are times when progress seems too slow. There are times when the barbs sting. There are times when I feel all these efforts are for naught, and change is so painfully slow in coming, and I have to confront my own doubts. But let me tell you, during those times, it's faith that keeps me calm." Let me quote that again. The president says, "But during those times, it's faith that keeps me calm." In my opinion, President Obama is an excellent speaker. Generally speaking, he makes his message very clear, and we can agree or not agree, but we know where the president stands. But in this quote, he left something unsaid, and this is the question that I would like to address to our president. Mr. President, you say that in times of frustration, it is faith that keeps you calm. Faith in who? Or faith in what? Is it faith in the Congress, the political party, the talented advisors who surround you? Or is it a faith in the indescribable higher power? Oh, how I wish the president had said, if in all honesty he could have confessed, during these times it's faith in Almighty God, or even more specifically, faith in my Lord Jesus Christ, who sees me through. But he left me wondering on whom or what he found his strength and guidance. So today I'd like to talk to you on that general question, faith in who? You see, it's not only the politicians with abstract thoughts and words. We preachers, for example, are guilty too. Let me give you an illustration. Funerals are often where we have the greatest temptation to confuse people about the way of salvation. It's Sunday morning, and the pastor is clearly expounding the text for the day. In this, he says repeatedly, "We are saved by grace through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ at the cross." And then comes Tuesday. And the same person who has been listening to the pastor in church on Sunday and is somewhat struggling with his faith attends the funeral for a close friend whose lifestyle would never cause anyone to believe that this friend was a Christian. And yet the pastor refers to the deceased as a, quote, man of faith. A man of faith. And again, the seeker has to ask the question, faith in who? Faith in what? That's the problem. Do you remember when we were in grade school, we learned how to diagram sentences? There was a subject and a verb and an object. It might be well for us to apply this kind of diagramming in our spiritual witness. Who or what is the subject of our faith? Now let me turn to the Lord Jesus and some of the messages that he has left us with found in the gospel. For Jesus is the greatest teacher, and Jesus is the greatest communicator. One day a person came to Jesus and said, Jesus, how do I inherit eternal life? And Jesus replied, what is written in the law? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. And then our Lord said, you answered correctly. And then the man turned around and said, but who is my neighbor? Then Jesus told them this parable that is so well known in Christendom. Now remember, we're trying to find out how you communicate who is your neighbor. And this is the story. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus said, go and do likewise. When Jesus got done telling that parable of the Good Samaritan, there was no question as to who his neighbor was. Here is another illustration. Do you remember that familiar story of Jesus talking to Martha after her brother Lazarus had died? In comforting Martha, Jesus said, Martha, your brother Lazarus is going to rise again. Martha said, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now notice, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me will live, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe that? You see, there was no question what was the object of faith. The person, in order to attain salvation, not had to have some kind of a nebulous faith, but it had to be a faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And that's the message of the Christian faith today. In order for us to have faith that really counts, that will see us through, It has to have an object. And the object is Jesus Christ, He who suffered at Calvary's cross and was raised again on the third day. He is the living Lord who walks with us. And He is the one in whom we have our faith. In whom does a person believe if he's going to heaven? To be repetitious, Jesus gives the answer clearly. There is no question or doubt about the answer. One might not believe what Jesus said, but you are never confused about what Jesus meant. He did not present an abstract answer, but a concrete answer. And that is why our Lord so often spoke in parables. He didn't want anybody to misunderstand what he was saying. This is also found in the disciples as they ministered. The disciples of our Lord were persecuted and killed because of their clear answers regarding the way of salvation. St. Paul writes in Romans 10:9, "The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." You see, no one had to say to Paul, after he had spoken to them or had written something that they could read, "What are you trying to say? What have you got in mind?" He is saying Jesus Christ is a Savior and the Savior alone who will bring you into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, Paul writes, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The faith is that which embraces Jesus Christ. It is a grace, then, that comes into our life and grants us forgiveness. One never has to ask, "In whom do you believe?" The answer is very clear. St. Paul and the other disciples would say it was Christ of the cross and the empty tomb. That's what saves us. Now I'd like to ask you a very, very personal question. And it is personal. Why is it that in our conversation with other people, we are hesitant to mention the name of Jesus? Could it be that we are ashamed of what others will think about us? It might be well for us to remember Jesus' words, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown before my Father in heaven." People, sometimes I perhaps go a little too far. But we can say that God is the object of our faith, and that is true, if we mean the triune God. But it is so all-embracing to say God. Why not say, as Christians, Jesus Christ? God, too, the second person of the Trinity. That's who is the object of our faith. And so you see, when a person says there are times that life gets very difficult, and I know not which way to turn, There are those times, but thanks God, that then I have a Savior who has said he walks with me. Doesn't matter whether I occupy the highest position in the land, or whether I am a person who just walks day by day in my little circle of friends, to be able to say, I am a person of faith. I mean, I am a person who walks under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And then when the trials and the temptations come, and I know not which way to go, I don't have some vague object that's supposed to come along and take me by the hand and help me. But I have a Savior who loves me, and a Savior who is willing to walk all the way with me. If we are living in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, let us have a clear, loving testimony of Jesus as the Savior of the world. Let no one wonder who is our comfort and strength, and who is the one who picks me up, forgives me, and sends me on my way, sometimes to do the impossible. You see, who do you believe? What is faith? Faith in who? Those questions should not be found lacking in the testimony of one who knows Jesus personally. Amen. You pray with me. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have revealed so clearly to us that Jesus Christ is the one in whom we have our faith. Grant that we may never be ashamed to let that be our confession. We thank you also, God, that you're the one who has promised to lift us up and to help us when the answers come so slowly and at times we know not which way to turn. Today we pray for our president. We realize what a tremendous task it is to try to right those things that are wrong and to legislate according to your will. But grant that your will may be given great consideration, that the question may be asked by not only the president, but those in the Congress and legislatures of our land, what is the will of God in all of these difficult questions that are before us as a nation? We realize that these are perilous times. We realize also that we are not adequate with answers. So, Lord, grant that we may never be ashamed, but that we may at all times realize our future is in your hands. And as you directed the founding fathers, so we pray that we, their children, may also be directed by you in our day. So we pray that you will hear us as we utter those words that you have taught us, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's gospel message has brought you comfort as you prepare for the week ahead. Some Christian Crusaders listeners have chosen to join our GEM, or Gift Every Month, club. Now, these listeners make a regular monthly contribution to our ministry so that we can continue to broadcast the good word of God on 19 stations in 10 states across the country. Because this gift can be deducted automatically each month, the GEM Club is a simple and convenient way to support Christian Crusaders. All gifts can be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders is pleased to offer a series of sermons on DVD video by our radio speaker, the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. This series, entitled Basic Biblical Truths, features 5 original sermons, each 20 minutes in length, perfect for gifts, pulpit supply, and small group or individual use. The DVDs are available for a suggested donation of $10 each or $50 for the complete set. Please call or visit our website to order and add these Christian Crusader sermons to your personal collection today. If you'd like a CD, cassette tape, or a printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders is now in its 74th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.